This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for September 15th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this story from Suzanne Cosgrove. The Futures Industry Association Tuesday reported global exchange traded volume was up 42.3% from the same period a year ago and 7.7% higher than in July 2021. Once again, monthly gains were paced by an increase in options trading. The group set a total of 5.29 billion futures and options traded in August, with options making up 2.89 billion of the total and futures comprising 2.39 billion. To read the rest of the story, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of JLN. Matt Zakowski, the business partner of public relations pro Martin Mosbacher, has died from cancer. Matt was a co-founder with Martin of Intermarket Communications, now part of Lansons International. Previously, he was the vice president of marketing for Comex. Before joining Comex, he was a precious metal analyst for E.F. Hutton & Company, now part of Morgan Stanley. Condolences to the family, friends, and colleagues of Matt. Do you know a student who is currently enrolled in college and would be a great fit for the Greenwood Project? Their college program application opens in just 17 days. Also, the Greenwood Project is launching the Greenwood Project Scholars Fund, which celebrates the resilience of the prosperous Greenwood neighborhood in Tulsa, known in 1921 as the Black Wall Street. You can give to the fund by clicking with a link in today's newsletter. Ulf Carlson is celebrating 25 years with OM, OM Hex, OMX, NASDAQ OMX, and NASDAQ. He even had his name on the big NASDAQ Times Square lights to help celebrate. Gonzalo Cuadra has been made a Category 7 honorary member of the LME in recognition of his service to the exchange. Finbar Hutchinson updated his LinkedIn page to show he is now a strategic advisor at Coinbase and a non-executive director at Mashup Group. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. From Bloomberg, Peter Thiel gamed Silicon Valley, Donald Trump, and democracy to make billions tax-free. In an exclusive excerpt from The Contrarian, a new biography, the disruption-preaching power broker is revealed as just another rich guy desperate to keep his fortune from the IRS. The meeting started with a thank you. President-elect Donald Trump was planted at a long table on the 25th floor of his Manhattan Tower. Trump sat dead center per custom and also per custom looked deeply satisfied with himself. He was joined by his usual coterie of lackeys and advisories, and for a change, the heads of the largest technology companies in the world. My comment, he was in it for the money, just another libertarian rent seeker. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Business schools training future execs have diversity problem. Women and most minority groups are underrepresented in U.S. MBA programs. The ranks of C-suite trainees enrolled in today's MBA programs are a microcosm of the challenges playing out across America's corporate landscape. By and large, they are still too male and lack the diversity to reflect the demographics of future business culture. The historic national reckoning on race that was triggered by the killing of George Floyd has touched off a reexamination of corporate America from top to bottom. We created the Bloomberg Businessweek Best B Schools Diversity Index to assess and rank B schools which are developing the next generation of business leaders based on the degree to which they are addressing the institutional racism and discrimination that have excluded certain minority groups and women from U.S. MBA programs. My comment, how do you solve this problem? You could help support the Greenwood Project, as I mentioned earlier. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Dogecoin copycat's trademark fight erupts over joke crypto worth billions. The digital currency meant to be worthless vaulted into stardom this year with Elon Musk's help. Now there's a battle over the name. A dogfight is breaking out over who has claim to the Dogecoin name. Dogecoin is a digital currency made famous for its satire of the cryptocurrency universe. Originally designed as a joke, in a handful of hours, Dogecoin pays homage to a 2013 viral internet meme of a Shiba Inu dog with bad spelling habits, thus Doge instead of dog. My comment, you know who would have a great comment about this? Norm MacDonald. Unfortunately, the dry-witted comedian passed away yesterday at the age of 61. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was corrupt oil trader turns on colleagues in a massive Africa bribe case from Bloomberg. Second was Biden to nominate CFTC picks to fill three Democratic seats, also from Bloomberg. Third was DeFi is crypto's Wall Street without a safety net, from the Wall Street Journal. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.